I think we're set to welcome in the DraftKings Sportsbook app Big Picks Insider. Mac Middleton tells me that the one and only Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports ready to drop his four picks in the game, and he has a hometown selection. Wings and the Stars we'll get to at the end of the broadcast. How you doing, Lee?
I'm good, and got a little surprise for you. I actually have a tie to Meatloaf. My wife's first cousin is Robbie Benson, the actor, and his wife happens to be Carla DeVito, who was on tour with Meatloaf for the Bad Out of Hell tour. So I've seen Meatloaf many times, and it's a sad day for everyone.
Yeah, great. Part of our growing up, for those of you who enjoyed Meatloaf in the 70s and even later in our lives, his music never got old, never did. All right, we got about 4 minutes, so let's get to the picks quick. Let's begin with the Bengals and the Titans.
So this is my strongest play here. I think that you got to pay your dues in the NFL, and Cincinnati got lucky, I think, just to get by last week. And now they're going to face Tennessee, who's rested. And how good are they rested under Mike Vrabel? 8-0 straight up and against the spread with 9 or more days of rest by an average of 19.8 points per game here. This might be only the second game that Julio Jones and A.J. Brown are healthy together. I think they'll be able to do some damage. Henry should get 10 to 15 touches. I like Tennessee big over Cincinnati 30 to 14.
Yeah, DraftKings Sportsbook app, big board. Since he's getting 3.5 points, let's move on. Bills and the Chiefs. Bills getting 2 points on the DraftKings board. Who do you like in that game?
So I'm going to put this with another game. I'm going to use a two-team six-point teaser. I think this is the game that comes down to the wire. Two incredible quarterbacks, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. They play really well, even in poor weather. But like I said, these two teams, I don't think there's much difference. So I'm going to take Buffalo and use them in a two-team six-point teaser, tease them up from 2 to 8 points, and I'm going to use it with another game. I'm going to use it with the Green Bay and San Francisco game. I don't want to go against Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers at home, I mean, maybe the best poor weather quarterback we've seen in the NFL in its history here. I just think that this San Francisco team, Jimmy G, will make the air the cost in the game, and that could be a problem. And if it's a close game, you don't want to lose a game where you have the right side, but they only win by 2, 3, or 4 points. So let's use a two-team six-point teaser, and let's go with Buffalo, tease them up to 8 points, and then take Green Bay and tease it down to a pick'em or plus a half a point.
All right, we got about 80 seconds left with DraftKings Big Picks Insider Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports. Quick pick on Rams at the Bucks.
I'm going to go with the under here. Two teams that, as far as pace of play, are in bottom five. Just they take their time, and two real good defenses. Let's go with the under in the Tampa Bay and L.A. Rams game.
All right. Final 30-second hometown pick. You have some insight on the Wings and the Stars in the NHL.
Yeah, so what we had, the Stars, they had to battle back in the third period last week to beat Buffalo here. They really haven't been able to gain any momentum over the last month. Detroit has plenty of time to rest up for this game. Dallas has been awful in close road games, 0-4 the last four, and on back-to-back games, 3-7 against the spread the last 10. I just don't think they have enough forward depth to take advantage of Detroit's defensive group here. I'm going to go with the home team. Detroit Red Wings minus 105 money line tonight over the Dallas Stars.
All right, and quickly, how do people get in touch with you at Paramount Sports? Just ParamountSports.com. That's correct, right?
Yeah, it is. We do it all. Football, all right. This is where we heat up. Football, basketball, hockey, and even the UFC this weekend. Check us out, ParamountSports.com.
All right, thank you, Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports, joining us.